This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mikan Scott. It's decorative gourd season, my friends, and this time of year, in what is probably just another unconscious effort to escape our deep fear of death, we carve pumpkins. We put tiny little pumpkins on our stoops, and we admire huge pumpkins in the field. Growing giant pumpkins has become an increasingly popular hobby lately. In the past decade, the world record weight has nearly doubled, shooting up to 2,323 pounds last year. Carolyn Beeler wanted to learn what it takes to grow such a beast, so she visited Alex McCracken, a veteran giant pumpkin grower who won a South Jersey pumpkin weigh-off this year.
McCracken has long blonde hair that's streaked with gray, and he wears an old flannel. He lives in rural Pennsylvania with his fiance, two kids, and their dogs. During a visit to his old farmhouse, McCracken took me to his garden room and showed me the first key to growing a giant pumpkin. The right seeds.
These are the seeds from the biggest one I grew last year, the 1389.
That's a 1,389-pound pumpkin. McCracken stores its seeds in a coffee can labeled with the pumpkin's genetic history.
Each giant pumpkin seed has its own family tree, basically. It's exactly like champion dog breeding or thoroughbreds, you know.
There are websites where you can enter in your seed's name
and see what its parents and grandparents were all the way back, you know, probably 6 or 10 generations now.
Giant pumpkins are from the Atlantic giant variety, and seeds from world record holders sell for over $500 at auctions.
On a single seed, the most I ever spent was $80.
And how did that work out? Did that produce you a big pumpkin?
No, I don't believe it did. That was kind of a heartbreaking one because that one rotted about a week before the weigh-off. That's one of the things you have to get used to. Growing giant pumpkins is heartaches because there's plenty of those along the way.
To avoid the heartbreak of a late frost, McCracken starts his seeds inside first. When it's warm enough around the beginning of May, he takes them outside, up a hill past his first garden.
Our main regular vegetable garden.
To his pumpkin patch, which around this time of year is just bare dirt around the size of a small house. Here, McCracken tells me the second giant pumpkin growing trick. Feeding and protecting the pumpkin obsessively. During the summer, he prunes back vines and flowers until the plant is funneling all its energy into a single chosen pumpkin by mid-July.
You do put all your eggs in one basket, like really early. I try to choose that one pumpkin that I'm going to keep as early as possible.
A sciencey tidbit here. One reason giant pumpkins are so big is that they have more of the plant equivalent of veins than standard pumpkins. That means more sugar can be delivered from the leaves where it's made to the pumpkin itself. The rapid growth that allows is what drew McCracken to the big squash in the first place.
The fascination of starting out with this little tiny seed that you can hold in your hand, and then within a few months, you've got, you know, something growing in your garden that's almost as big as your car.
Giant pumpkins start out round, but as they put on 30 or 40 pounds a day, they flatten out due to the force of gravity.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 8 years now, and I'm still just as fascinated with that as I was when I started, and I kind of expect to always be.
McCracken feeds his pumpkins and protects them like a doting father. He builds brick towers to support the vines so they don't tug, and sprinkles rings of mouse-repellent hot pepper and blood meal around each fruit. To prevent rot, McCracken runs 400-foot extension cords to his patch to power fans blowing on the pumpkin stems and stumps.
This is something I laughed at other growers for doing and swore I would never do. But now I do that pretty religiously every year.
McCracken learned all these tricks from other growers.
Pretty much all the growers that I know are pretty open about what they do. And that's one of the main reasons I think the weights have just kept going up and up so much.
The final step in producing a giant pumpkin is getting it out of the patch and to a weigh-off. That usually happens between the end of September and mid-October.
Okay, folks, let's get ready.
This is the sound of a New England grower at a weigh-off this month.
Okay, let's start the countdown. Watch. Oh, 1,998.5 pounds.
McCracken's prize-winning pumpkin from this fall is on display outside a general store in Carversville, Pennsylvania. Cashier Lily Tomlinson says customers think it and a smaller one next to it are both fake.
Yes, everybody did until they came up and they knocked on them and you can realize it's a real pumpkin.
This disbelief is understandable. McCracken's pumpkin is waxy yellow, it stands chest high, and it's as big around as a kitchen table.
The weights just keep going up and up, and You know, nobody really knows yet where the upper limit is of these things, and it's kind of fascinating to keep pushing it and see how far they can go.
About 5 years ago, Georgia Tech engineers tried to model how big giant pumpkins could get, and they concluded that it was impossible with current technology. At least for now, just how giant the giant pumpkin will grow remains a mystery. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.